Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment in the closing brachos of Shmona Esrei. We could spend a lot more time talking about the Elokai Netzor, but for the sake of keeping to the magic number 15, I just want to end off with one or two more thoughts. There is a very famous pasuk which we say right before taking three steps back, Yulratzonim Refi Vegion Libilafanecha, Hashem Tzuriv Goali, that may the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing before you, God, my rock and my redeemer. Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says that this pasuk is from the 19th chapter of Tehillim, and because Shmona Esrei was originally 18 brachos, so you have 18, and then 19 is the post 18. So therefore, this pasuk was from the 19th chapter of Tehillim, and that's why they instituted this pasuk should be said as one completes the Shmona Esrei. What are we saying in this pasuk anyway? The Reb Bar Yochar has an interesting idea. He cites, it's based on a Medrash in Tehillim. He explains as follows, that David HaMelech is asking for two things. When I daven before you, when I have Imrei Fi, when I have things that I'm saying, they should find favor in your eyes. And sometimes I just can't daven. Maybe I don't have the energy to daven. Maybe I don't have the focus to daven. Maybe I just can't express those emotions in words. That's what we call Hegyon Libi, the thoughts of my heart. We beg of God that when we can't say what we need to say, He should read our minds, He should understand our emotions, and respond to those thoughts and feelings also. It's really a powerful thing to think about. It does speak to the importance of our expressing our thoughts and feelings in prayer, but this supplication that we make that if we can't, He should respond to them also. Finally, we take three steps back. It's very interesting. For a number of halachic issues, Shmona Esrei is really considered complete, not with the words Hamvarech Samo Yisrael Bashalom at the end of the Brach of Sim Shalom, not with the words, the very last words of Shmona Esrei after we've taken three steps back. Rather, when we take three steps back, what's the significance of taking those steps back? Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, just to say very briefly, has a beautiful essay in which he says that prayer, tefillah, is all about coming close to God. He says that's the reason why you have a concept of schar psios, that technically speaking, if someone had a longer walk to shul, they get more merit. We don't say this in general. We don't say that, if I had a longer walk to the Beis Medrash, a longer walk to the Gemara Shir, I get more merit. We say, I did a mitzvah, and the harder I work, the more God appreciates it. But specifically in the context of davening, we say the longer, the more I walk, the more the merit. Rav Huttner says there's a reason for that, because it's all about coming close to God. And even just the physical act of one step, another step, another step, that's a physical way of coming close to God. The core of Shmona Esrei is about bringing ourselves to God. And therefore, the moment that we step out of Shmona Esrei, that we take those three steps back, that is reflective, heaven forbid, we're not distancing ourselves from Him, but we're coming out of that immediate close experience. And that's a beautiful way to think about prayer in general. It's not about what I can get from God today. It's about coming close to Him, having a relationship of relevance with God. Relevance... He doesn't need us for relevance, but we need to bring Him into our lives to understand how much He is the central focal point of our lives. And that's what prayer is about, bringing ourselves closer to Him. With God's help, we should merit. Our prayers should be more meaningful. Our prayers should be more inspiring. Through that, we should be inspired to serve Him better. And as we close out the Shmona Esrei, we should be zocha for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Thanks so much for joining us for this series. And as always, I want to thank Reuven Mizrahi and Noach Wolf for their assistance. Thank you for joining us. Take care.